Time now for a quick look at your letters. First, a correction. In our story Friday about the unemployment rate among African Americans, we misidentified an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. She is Valerie Wilson, not Valerie Johnson. We regret the error.
And now a letter that struck a chord with us. Tonight, every news outlet, including this one, will be obsessing over vote totals from towns like Sargent's Purchase and Leominster for the New Hampshire primaries.
Then there are people like Kate Melby of Petoskey, Michigan. She wrote, "My heart sinks every time I go to turn on my radio and remember it's an election year. I would vote for brief coverage of major events in the election and perhaps a weekly update on each candidate's strategy and poll numbers, but not a daily hashing over of the nuances of everyone's strategy, polling data, historical comparisons, and media coverage," she writes. "Please cover all things in election years."
We see what you did there. Thanks, Kate. Keep your comments coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Click on Contact at the very, very bottom of the page.